This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. And the way you do that is, again, get involved, get engaged, just understand what's going on. Before you start opening your mouth, understand what's going on. It's really that simple. Again, head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there as well, a lot going on that you can be involved with, that you can be engaged with. And I need, and again, I need you, hey, visit the website. Make comment. Let me know how you feel about these things. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Hey, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's making it so we can make a few dollars, right? You can save a few bucks. I can make a few bucks, and everybody's happy all the way around. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Hey, guys, you know, that Valentine's Day thing is right around the corner. It's not one you want to blow, right? I mean, seriously. Not one you want to blow. So you want to make sure that you get her what she wants. And if it's not a diamond or something like that, you want to talk about clothes, we're looking at a robe, anything along those lines. Don't you think? Okay. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out. That is the best way to really, you know, get the best you can. Yeah, and you help everybody all the way around. You help the cause. All right, we're back at it again. I'll pull her back on in a second. And part of what we started with was, you know, critics say the Boston Zoo MLK statue looks like, you know, a phallic symbol. So the city of Boston is taking an online social media heat this weekend after it unveiled a 22-foot bronze sculpture that celebrates the relationship between Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife, Coretta Scott King. But not really. I mean, you don't even know what it is. Hopefully they'll put a sign up that says, hey, this is this is an MLK or Martin Luther King statue of him hugging his wife, because you can't tell. You really don't know what's going on. Anyway, let me bring her on now, because I'm sure she is ready to take this on. No question about it. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week to kick off the weekend. Sonia, I was talking about the MLK, I don't even know what to call it, pretzel, is it a pretzel statue or something like that?
It's a turd.
Don't you give me
turd,
a
turd, the MLK turd statue.
God. Well, even his relatives are speaking out against it, so you know it's bad.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Anybody, it's Emperor's New Clothes. Anybody who looks at that and says, listen, come on. You need one kid to stand up and go, this looks like boo-boo. right? It looks like, and that's the nicest thing it could look like. Other people have had other descriptions, and I would tend to agree, but I won't say them on the air. But it looks like a very, it looks like a man. Like a man. And that's all I will say. But
well,
anybody.
Let's put it this way. Bernan Jones from Georgia.
Bernan,
He says, this is what liberal whites think of MLK and Coretta King.
Wow.
And the black community is okay with the statue?
Embraces it. Yeah. Yes.
Right?
That's how far they are driven to keep these people in power. Not all of us. I mean, we're thinking outside of the box. But if we're not insulted by that, and I don't know that the mainstream black community is connecting that with the left. Or if they're going, oh, this is art. But
mainstream will never connect that with the left. That would make it look like they did something wrong, right?
Exactly. And that's what I think that is missing, is that the black community doesn't go, wait, why does the left feel this way about us? And why is this okay that the left says this about us?
Yep.
This is a huge uphill battle. This is huge. But that statue is, they need to give like 9 million, I wish I could do my math. He got overpaid. Let's just say he's a lucky man. I would take that $10 million, go to Argentina, and just live very comfortably, because he did a bad job, and he made a lot of money, and he needs to enjoy it.
Well,
I wish I could get away. You know, I've often thought about doing stuff to that the left would love, and overcharging and making enough money to just like go, I'm done.
Yeah, we're talking. Done. Are you? What are you, like, racist? You don't like what I? You don't like my statues?
I'm just saying. Listen, if I can come up with something that's sustainable or
no, you need. You know what? You got too much integrity, lady. I think we need to jump on this bandwagon. We just throw a bunch of crap together. Tell them it's your vision of MLK and Coretta King, and you'll take $9 million. You'll save them $1 million.
Won't make a dime, because you know as well as I know that our side don't pay either. Our side doesn't pay.
That's true.
Their side will pay $10 million for a bronze statue that looks.
Can't you hear that? We got to go. This is music. We'll be back after the break, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Trust me.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You're back. Go to your home. Go to the place to have 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You know, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on there. Let me bring her back on. I'm having so much fun with her. Sonia Schmidt joins us, as she does every week. Always appreciate her kicking off the weekend and dealing with some of the craziest stories that we've got going on. And, Sonia, I thought I'd get your blood pumping here. You know, I tell you about, what is it, Joy Reid and Joy Behar, my two favorite people.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I say they're my favorite people. Women. Well, actually, their dads are my favorite people because, you know, they saw it on their faces when they were born. They said, well, maybe if I name her Joy, she'll turn out
it may
happier
help.
Or something. Right?
That's hilarious. Okay.
So, Joy Behar has decided that the DA who indicted, we'll talk about him in a minute, right? Alec Baldwin is a big Republican, and that's the only reason he's being indicted. Take a listen. She's such a peach.
You know,
the DA who is indicting him, or whatever the legal term is right now, she's a big Republican. I'm only saying this because Alec Baldwin is a target for Republicans. They cannot stand him. Okay?
But
I'm just saying. But I'm not saying anything more than that.
The fact that he was...
I'm not saying anything more than that. Okay, yeah, right, because you haven't said enough. Anyway, go ahead.
Handling the gun. And let's not also forget what George Clooney had to say. What did he say? He was on a podcast, and he talks about what he does when he has a gun in his hand. How he opens it, how he shows that there's not any ammunition in the gun. Right. And Alec Baldwin was actually confronted with that statement, and his response in that George Stephanopoulos interview was, well, good for him. Good for him. And so I think that there's some blame here. Alec is, of course, saying that he doesn't have any blame. And the investigation so far supports that there's enough evidence to charge him.
Yes, because he's a Republican. That's why.
Because.
Yeah, I know, right? I always think of the same thing. She doesn't stop.
Republican.
Quick, give me an ice pick. My ears can't take it anymore.
But we're listening to sound bites of the most ignorant women on the planet who happen to have a show on television, which is not
the view.
Mind-stimulating place
the wrong
in the
view.
World.
Go ahead, yeah.
It doesn't mean, they can have their view. I don't care. But there's a handful of women who think that their view is valid. And I look at it as entertainment. It's not the kind of entertainment that I would choose to watch because they tend to think that what they have to say has some self-importance. But if you don't know, like, I used to be a fan. I mean, here's an example of what I'm talking about. And I have a leftist sister who at the time really, I loved in the day, way back in the day, me some Howard Stern. Loved Howard Stern.
Oh, the early days, right?
Yes, the early Howard Stern. The way he did radio, the bits he did, and I got his silliness. I got that he wasn't being serious with the stuff he was saying. And I've never really gotten along well with people who don't have a sense of humor, which my leftist sister did not. So she didn't get him. I got him. And he wasn't promoting these views. He was making fun of these views. Now, that's how I think that if you don't watch The View with that sort of mindset, then you shouldn't be watching The View. If you don't know Joy Behar is a knucklehead, then you just turn it off because getting stupider. You're just getting stupider by listening to a stupid person.
Okay,
but if you can listen to her and think, okay, she's kind of funny because she's stupid, move on.
I don't want to give that much. All right. Let's hit another one from The View. Okay. And again, this is Rachel Lindsay. And she basically says, when black people were brought from Africa over here, they erased our culture. And replace it with Western culture. And that's what you're doing in education. Apparently she hasn't been to an elementary school lately. Hold on.
Okay. It's not a political stunt. I can't just call it that. It's racism.
That's
and
right.
I think we have to call it racism. Erasure. We've seen it happen before. When black people were brought from Africa over here, forced to be here, they erased our culture from us. They took our religion away. They took our names away. They took our heritage. Everything that related us to Africa, they took it away and replaced it with Western culture. That's what you're doing right now in education.
What I love about this, they took our religion away. No, you took the religion away because religion, missionaries that were over in Africa, right, were spreading Christianity everywhere. Think about what they're doing with that today. But that's beside the point. Anyway, she is, what's her name, Sunny Lohan?
Oh, Sunny. Another idiot. But you know what? And I don't know enough to speak to what she's saying.
Yeah.
But I do know that when blacks in America, I believe, this is my own personal opinion, I believe that the only reason that we're as far as we are is because of Christianity. And, slave owners tried to keep us from reading, but people helped us to learn to read. And what did we read? The Bible. And they became extraordinary Christians. And so do I think that there's problems with missionary work all across the world? There's problems with everything.
Yeah.
So, but I do believe, but Christ has never been the problem. How people use Christianity may be a problem, but Christ has never been the problem.
No, no, never.
But some brain dead, you know, halfway cute, sort of pseudo lawyer on The View is not going to give my, is not going to teach me anything about racism. You know, I just, it's so sad. We got to stop. But it's television, people. If you don't understand what television, it's entertain. Somebody described television as entertainment between commercials. Commercials are the thing.
I like, I like some of the commercials. I think some of the commercials are more entertaining than
the watch the
show itself, right?
But it's entertainment in between commercials. So stop trying to go to this for your insight and intellect. You ain't going to get it. And if you're trying to get it there, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
I agree with you. Sometimes I have to giggle to something. Okay. Congressman Byron Donalds, I don't know if you heard about this today, but today his office received a copy of the world-renowned book, Uncle Tom's Cabin. All right?
Oh.
And he said, whoever sent this book did so with hate in their heart and a desire to pick me as a sellout. He's right. You know, Joy, we got a commercial. We'll be back in a second. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Hilton just had to do a report for my class on Uncle Tom. He had to reread the book. Because I'm so sick of damn liberals having an opinion.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The former president of Planned Parenthood says Republicans and pro-life advocates seem to have gone tone-deaf. Cecile Richards says opposition to abortion protections is what lost several GOP candidates the midterm elections.
People do not want this right taken away, and it seems to me that the Republican Party is not listening to voters in America.
This week, many conservatives and anti-abortion activists gathered for the annual March for Life rally in Washington, D.C., where they celebrated last year's ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. The NBA NBA player who made the league's first ever three-point shot has died.
Chris Ford was drafted in 1972 by the Detroit Pistons and eventually played for the Boston Celtics before retiring in 1982. He would go on as the head coach for the Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks, and Los Angeles Clippers. He was 74 years old. I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody sent me a picture, Sonia, of a family-friendly event going on in Texas. I just mean Austin, Texas. I guess I believe it. It's called Diva Cakes. It's a drag brunch. And at the drag brunch, all ages are welcome. It's family-friendly.
Well, they want to be inclusive, don't you know?
Oh, my God. And I can't even, I'll send you the picture later, but I mean, there's all these naked men standing around this, obviously this drag queen. They're pretty much, and I mean, pretty much like naked.
Just what a great naked. Time to be a pervert.
God,
what a wonderful time to be a pervert. A pedophile pervert at that.
All right, so let's talk about something a little more serious, okay? Whoopi, again, another View, you know, host, co-host, whatever they're called.
Nincompoop.
Loudmouth, yeah, there you go. She started screaming on The View. I don't have the video. I don't even want to see it anyway.
Whoopi
she demands. You ready for
Whoopi
this one? She's demanding that Texas send money to New York to deal with the illegal alien crisis that they're having, because Texas is shipping them up there. Now, this shows you how ill these people are. So the people of Texas can handle it for their tax dollars. The people from Texas could pay for all the damage being done by the illegals when they come over the border, breaking into homes, hurting people, the whole nine yards. But New York, who is a sanctuary city, that's the funny thing about this. Think about it. They're a sanctuary city, right? So what's the problem here? I mean, Joey B should be funding them himself. He's helping out. They're helping out, whatever.
Listen, we just talked about that in previous segments about blame shifting.
Yes. They're shifting blame?
Shifting blame? We were talking about who's to blame for what. This is crazy. But once again, we're talking about one of the nincompoops on The View giving an opinion. If y'all don't understand that this is their opinion and it's shaped from their sort of narrow leftist liberal ideas, I think you if you don't watch The View, well, first of all, I don't think normal people watch The View. But yeah. if you do watch it, you have to watch it as an insight as to what they believe. So you can, you know, I don't know that it's really in the Bible or if it's just something that we've come to say that's in the Bible. But understanding the nature of the beast,
yeah,
the enemy. And I think that when you watch The View, you gotta understand that this is the enemy, and you can't even be upset about what they say. You just need to write it down and go, "This is what they believe." Okay, it's not Texas's fault. It's not Texas sending the illegals to New York. That's not the problem. It's the illegals coming over in the tens of thousands over our border and an administration who is promoting that and telling people that they have the green light to do that. That's the problem. But we have a society right now, a culture right now that is allergic to the truth. The truth is a bad word to them. So if you are watching The View, and God bless you if you choose to do that, but if you're not doing that and understanding that you're watching a really perverted view and taking note of that, then you shouldn't be watching it. And if you agree with the stuff that they say, then you're a part of the problem.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there.
So another meme that I think you'll have something to say about is apparently the left feels that female comedians are much funnier than male comedians.
No,
the proof they give you? Amy Schumer, Kathy Griffin.
Oh, my gosh.
Sarah Silverman. They're in the elite of funny women.
See, this goes back to what I said earlier in maybe our first segment, is that one of the reasons that I changed over party lines is that they were telling me not to believe my lying eyes, that what I saw was not true. I am sorry, and I am more than in favor of female comics. I love the world of comedy. I did stand-up comedy. I don't sound very funny right now, I'm sure, but I did stand-up comedy. I was told by Jamie Masada I could do this career if I wanted to. I love female comics, but I have rarely seen any that are truly funny. And that's, I don't know what doesn't make us funny. And oftentimes when you have to look ridiculous, you have to look like a clown to do that, you know. And I honestly think, and this is an aside, but I think that this is what happened with Joan Rivers, is that she felt like she had to be clownish to be funny, and then when she wanted to be pretty, she just kept going too far, and then, of course, she passed away. Look at Phyllis Diller. Phyllis Diller had to be a clown. I'm going way back. But she had to be a clown to be funny. She was truly funny, but it helps women to not be attractive to be funny.
Do you not think that Joan Rivers, in her early, early days, did you find her clownish then? Because I know a lot of her humor
a little
was
bit more so than towards the end. I think that she struggled with, as most women do. I mean, once they hit a certain age, they do. Joan Rivers was always funny. Her jokes were always on par. You know, I mean, she's just a great comedian. But those are few. We were naming a few and far between.
Oh, no, I agree with you there, but it is true. I mean, she really, truly had a humor that was, you know, really good.
Her jokes were amazing. But that's like we're talking to, you know, Phyllis Diller. God, there was another heavy woman who passed away long before, you know, older women. But I look at the younger women, and they're just not funny. They're crass, or they're talking about sex, or they're, you know,
yeah, no question.
Comedy. But men can be crude and crass and still be funny. There's any number of male comics that I think, you know, and I've been discovering them lately because I don't leave my house and I have no life. But I've been watching, and they're like, they're amazing. And I've been watching this guy named Tom Pappas and Joe Coy and there's just so many male comics because they have a range of stuff. For some reason, they tell women that they only have to talk about sex and relationships. And I talked about politics. I talked about being a black conservative when I was doing stand-up comedy. And it went really well. Like I said, Jamie Masada of the comedy, was it Comedy Club or Laugh Factory? I forget which one. He said, you could do this if you wanted to. And I was like, I don't want to. I'm just venting. But we have to vent towards something that people want to hear from women. Women have an interesting row to hoe.
Really? You had to use that word?
I don't mean hoe in that sense. But when Whoopi was funny and talked about a perspective that we hadn't seen before, she was phenomenal. But then when she started, it didn't go well afterwards. But in the beginning, she was very creative and very, you know, that's our own fault for not learning how to work with things and what our voice is and what we have to say. But there's wonderful comedian I've told you about, Bill Burr, who's crass as heck, but he's not politically correct. He's an anti-feminist. And it's like, oh, so wonderful to hear that voice.
Can we talk about another comedian? One that's not talked about that much?
Sure.
Yeah, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, that one. Hilarious.
She's got an anti-white supremacy bill in law that would target what she perceives to be white supremacists that use hate speech or conspire to commit hate crimes. Now, she doesn't have a list of what a hate crime is. Kind of like you'll know it when you hear it, is her mindset.
It's like porn. You know it when you see it.
Yeah, right? And you have to sit there and say to yourself, somebody like her pushing this? No, no, no. Most of us would be in jail already. Anyway, be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Joe Messina, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show with Sonya Schmidt. Be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Join the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GOLD-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part. You got to be part of the solution. Okay, got to be part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. That you're involved. That you're engaged. That you're, you know, you're part of the information, right? The information flow, I should say. Let me bring her back on. Always appreciate her time with me. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week, and kind of I think kick off the weekend with us. And kind of close up some of these crazy stories that are going on right now?
I think that you should have me on Monday when everything's died down, to be honest.
Oh, no. Buddy,
oh, my gosh. I think that everything's gone crazy. I love your advice to people to be a part of the solution. And to just find some way that you can do it, some little way that you can do it. Because our country, and I know that it feels like we're losing the battle. There are many, many days I wake up and go, we have an uphill battle. And that's sometimes how it is. And then the next day I wake up and go, yeah, that's how it is sometimes. We have an uphill battle. But then the blessing breaks through. And I talked to Joe off the air, and it's all personal, but I will tell you that there are times when the blessing breaks through. And it gives you, it just gives you a breather,
gives you hope.
It gives you energy, yeah. It gives you hope. And you can just, like, live on to the next fight. It doesn't mean that the fight is over. I would love to think that the blessings that I've had this past week means that I can now just, like, chill and go to breakdancing
class.
Oh,
no. It's a continual fight. It never stops.
It never stops.
And from a biblical standpoint, God tells you that. You have to be ever vigilant, ever ready.
Well, nobody told me that when I became a Christian. I thought that it was like Magic Land. That now that I did this, he was going to be, and everything was going to be perfect, and all I had to do was ask for, Santa genius, Jesus, you know? Jesus Claus. And so, no, it's not that at all. We're going to, and the more we get tapped into his life, the harder this craft's going to get.
Yes. If you're making, my joke is I want to be that guy when I get up in the morning, the devil goes, what's he doing now?
Now.
Right?
That's true. But it doesn't mean that the devil is a defeat at the minute we wake up. That means that we have
you
to.
You got to do something. Yep.
We got to fight with him until that fight's over, and then the next fight starts. And that is where we need to see our country right now. We are defeating, and we're working, and it's so strong, and it's so wonderful, and gosh, what a story America has.
You know,
but we don't,
so
we don't fight it and it's over.
I want to throw something by you because I am pushing this at the school district that I'm at. And I said, you know, it would be nice. February's coming up. February is, you know, what is it, Black History Month. Apparently,
also Valentine's.
Apparently blacks only have 28 days of history, but that's, we'll talk about that later.
That's a funny. That's the best joke ever. I love that joke.
So, but I said, instead of us putting up pictures of black folks getting off of ships, of black folks being beat while being tied, it is part of the history. But sweet Jesus, if you think about what you've been through, what the black community has been through, and where they are today.
I know where you're going.
And what they've given to the society, you know, is up from a science and all of that. Nobody knows it. And when you only show the slavery pictures, and you can tell me I'm wrong. But when you only show the slavery pictures, what do little black boys and girls think? That's it. That's my life. That's what I am. That's the sum of my existence.
That's such a good... You know, I'm just spitballing here based on what you're saying. You know how they show the history or the evolution of man, which I don't believe in, but the evolution of man coming from ape... to standing up upright and then to modern man.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. And I know you're going to get letters saying, oh, she's comparing us to apes. Black people to apes. No, I'm not. I'm just talking about how to show a progression. Gosh, that would be a great way to show a progression of where blacks came from.
Yes.
I told you I was teaching my grandson the Civil War. We started with the American Revolution, and we went on to the Civil War. And we're going to go to Reconstruction and where we are now. And his idols are multimillionaires right now in sports and media and this and that. Wouldn't that be a great timeline to show just like that? We started
with everything working against the black community. Look at where
they
are.
Look where we are.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I think that that would be much more encouraging than to go.
Thank you. So you'll stick up for me when they say, you know, he's just trying to hide all that nasty stuff that white folks did to black people. It's like,
no, I'm going to call you up. No,
You know, back in the early 19th century, I remember I saw ads in the paper. I saw these things. I didn't see them personally. I mean, obviously, I've seen them in doing some research where, you know, you had ads that said, help wanted, Irish and Italians need not apply.
Need not apply.
Right?
And let me tell you something. When I saw those signs, that was one of the first times that said, you need to shut up about your oppression because there's a commonality of pain that all people all people experience. Slavery not only did not start with the U.S., it hasn't ended with the U.S. There is slavery now. So this is a part, it's a creepy part of who we are as human beings. It's something we've always done. But I do understand that it's profitable for people in the United States to capitalize on.
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting. On them. And they don't care who they're hurting. They really just don't care who they're hurting.
CRT.
Yeah,
they don't care.
There you
they
go.
Don't
perfect
care that it's
example.
Hurting black or white children. And for people who don't have empathy or sympathy for white children who have been told that they're evil for something that they don't understand and they don't have a part of. And these are evil people. And it goes back to our previous conversation about how the left is targeting children and how they are hurting children. And that's our goal. If they can do that, they can. Oh, boy. I can go on forever about this.
But I don't. All right. So let's. You know, apparently we're not too smart. And
no,
Carmel, whatever her name is, Harris. She is. She's going to explain to us how electricity works. Take a listen.
Today, America has more than 500,000 miles of transmission lines. Enough to wrap around the globe 24 times. These lines connect the power plants where electricity is created to homes and businesses and schools and hospitals across our nation. Think about it. Every time you turn on a light or charge your laptop or plug in your air conditioner or put leftovers in the fridge, you rely on the power delivered by our nation's network of transmission lines. Today, America has more than 500,000 miles of.
What is her point? No, I'm like, you know, ain't that wonderful? In my opinion.
I never knew that you needed wires to carry electricity from the place that makes electricity.
Wires, but I'm just saying, isn't it a wonderful thing that we have power, that we have some sort of energy source to be able to power up all the things that we need? But what is her ultimate conclusion to that?
I have no
clue. She's an idiot. She's a dope-smoking idiot. So, listen, but that's the left. They love idiots.
They
love idiots.
Again, it's one of those things. You have such an opportunity to nail people here, and you don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
You can't do it. She's the vice president, and she's the first female vice president.
Ooh.
And on top of that, she's the first black female. You can't nail her. But when she's done with making an ass of herself, pardon my language, she can go on The View and join the rest of those nincompoops.
I find all of this just so funny.
I'm so glad you do. I find it infuriating, and I wake up in the morning and I try to make sense of all of this, and then all you can do is just pray and then go, God, Jesus, just come back fast, because
But you have to admit, really what's funny about this is they actually believe that this works. They actually believe that this somehow gets them something.
Because they're stupid.
You know?
Listen, I have a 10-year-old in my presence right now who, there's many things that he believes, but just as of last year, he believed that Santa Claus brought his presents. So I'm not going to, I don't give a darn that just because they believe it, that it needs to be given credence. No, you're a child. And I often say the left is like letting your children run your household. If you're stupid
enough. Sonja Schmidt, always a lot of fun. I always enjoy
I can go have my sushi?
Does it sit on the counter? If it has, don't eat it.
No.
Anyway. All right. Always a pleasure. Go have fun. We'll catch up with you next week. God bless people. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk about the new documentary, Fauci movie, that looks to really expose him.